Hi, I'm Bridget Murtaugh, a program manager on the .NET team here at Microsoft. Welcome back to .NET for Apache Spark 101, where we go over all of the exciting big data analytics functionality within the .NET ecosystem. In this video, we're going to be writing a structured streaming application using .NET for Apache Spark. So what is structured streaming? Structured streaming is when we're working with live data, such as data coming in from a sensor, a phone, or a network of some sort. So in an example where there's a factory with IoT sensors, we might want to analyze that data in real time so that we can actually go address if there's some sort of malfunction in our equipment. We don't want to just analyze it after the fact. We want to analyze it live as it's happening. Structured streaming uses something called micro-batch processing. So with our sensor example, we have some sort of device, and it's producing a lot of data. Now that data is divided into smaller chunks called batches. And those batches could come up maybe every 5 seconds, let's say. So every 5 seconds, we have a new piece of data that we're analyzing. We could perform some sort of functionality on it, some sort of calculation. And then after that's done, we go ahead and add that batch to all the previous batches that we've already analyzed. And then as every new period of time passes, so as another 5 seconds passes and we get another batch, we can perform calculations on it and then add that to the previous data we've already analyzed. And if we get a sixth batch, we can analyze that and go ahead and add that back as well. So in this video, the example that I'm going to be showing you is using something called a Netcat server, which is a means to write from and read from network connections. So it'll allow me to type information into a terminal and then read and process that information in my Spark application. So with those words that I'm going to be typing into my Netcat server, I want to create an array out of any string that I type. And that array is going to consist of the original string, followed by the original string with that string's length. So as an example, if I typed in hello world into my Netcat terminal, it would come up with hello world and then hello world 12, since hello world has 12 characters to it. And I also want to put each element of my array, so hello world and then hello world 12, on its own row, just to have a slightly cleaner looking data set. So I've already created a C# console app, and I titled it Streaming Spark App. And with that, I've already installed the Microsoft Spark NuGet package as well. And just like we did with our batch processing example, we want to make sure that we import over the Microsoft Spark SQL and SQL functions functionality into our program. So now that we have our Spark SQL and Spark SQL functionality ported over, we can start off by creating a new Spark session, which is how we begin any .NET for Apache Spark application. And in our case, I'm going to call it Spark again, and then I'm going to call Builder to go ahead and build that session. I can give my app any name. I'm going to call it My First Streaming App, since it is my first streaming app here. And then I can go ahead and call Get or Create to finally create that Spark session. So now that my Spark session has been created, I can go ahead and start working with the streaming data that I have. So I want to establish the host name and the port that I'm going to be using. And with the Netcat server that I'll be establishing, I'm going to establish it on my own computer. So I can just say localhost for the host name. And I'm going to choose port 9999, so four nines. Now that I have the host and port established, I can start creating a data frame, and this will determine how I want to store and then later process the data that's being streamed in. So I'm going to call my data frame lines, and then call my Spark session, which is just Spark, and then the readStream method. And the readStream will allow me to actually start working with the stream of data. So I'm going to call format and specifically use the socket format. And then I can also set up a few different options for my stream. So since I had already determined the host and port that I wanted to use, I can say for hostname, just to use the hostname variable I'd used before. And then with another option, when I determine the port, I can just use the port variable that I had also declared before. Finally, we just call the load method to load up our streaming data into our lines data frame. So now that we have our streaming data loaded into a data frame, we can start writing the functionality that we want to perform on it, so whatever sort of processing we wanted to do, which in our case was creating an array out of a string that I'm typing into a Netcat terminal. So I'm going to create a UDF, which is a user-defined function. And I can do that by just calling func, and then I'm going to be working with two columns. I'll call my UDF UDF array. Now, when we're defining a UDF, we want to determine what data we're taking in and then what data we're outputting. So in my case, we're going to be taking in a string, which is whatever we're typing into our terminal, and then outputting an array of strings, which is going to be that original string followed by string and then its length. I'm going to call the input string str, and then say with that, I'm producing a new array of strings. And with that new array of strings, I'm specifically going to delineate that it's going to consist of the original string, str, and then the second element of the array is going to be the original string, a space, and then the length of that original string. So I can call the .length method to get the length of my string, and I want to make sure to also call the toString method so that the length isn't just an integer, it's actually a string that I can print out to the console. So now that we've created our user-defined function, we want to actually call it. We didn't just want to write it and leave it there. We want to make sure we can use it to start manipulating our streaming data. So with that, I'm going to create a new data frame, and I'll call it ArrayDF to stand for Array Data Frame, since I'll be working with an array in some way. And I'm going to call my original data frame lines, and the select method will allow me to select only certain values from it. Now, within select, I'm going to call UDFArray, which is the UDF I had created, and pass to it each element that I'm streaming in, so each of those strings. So now that we've created a UDF and we've started modifying the streaming data that we're getting, we want to actually call that UDF so that we can start seeing some output and start getting those arrays that we're interested in. So in order to do that, I'm going to call a streaming query, which will allow me to work with structured streaming data. And I'm going to call it on ArrayDF, which was that last data frame that we had created after calling our UDF. And then I'll specifically say write stream so that we can write our output. And then with format, I want to output it to the console, so I'll specifically delineate that as well. And then start, so I can actually start outputting my stream. And one final step that's always good practice is after we've completed all of our calculations, we want to call query.awaitTermination so that when our stream is finished, our program finishes executing and everything's wrapped up correctly. So I opened up a new terminal here, and I'm going to navigate to where I have my streaming Spark app. I went ahead and built it, and we can see that build succeeded. So now I'm going to create that Netcat server that I've been talking about. And dash L means it's going to be locally or localhost, and dash P means the port. So I chose port 9999. So now that our Netcat server is waiting to get some input or output, we can run Spark submit to actually start running our .NET for Apache Spark application. And if I go back to my Netcat server, I can still see that it's waiting and listening on port 9999. So now my .NET for Apache Spark application has begun running with the Spark submit command. And we can see we've had our first batch. So it started with batch 0. And we can see now that our Netcat server has connected. So I'm going to type in hello Spark and hit enter. And now when I go back to look at the output from my Spark app, I can see the output I expected, which was hello Spark and then hello Spark 12. So let's try something else. Let's try a longer string in our Netcat server to see what happens. So I'll say, I love streaming with Spark. And we can see we had batch 2 here, but we can see that string was a little bit long, so it got cut off. But it is still what we had expected with 2 rows in our data frame. I'll finish up with hooray in my Netcat server, and we can see we have array and then hooray 7. Thanks for joining me in this video where we created and ran our very first .NET for Apache Spark app for structured streaming. Be sure to check out my other .NET for Apache Spark 101 videos to continue learning about more of the exciting things we can do with big data analytics in the .NET ecosystem.